Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthie Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year, and steaks sell out fast. So don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Slow County conservatives take their voting seriously, very seriously. In the June election, the state voter turnout average was 40.8%. Slow County Republican turnout was 59%, almost 20% higher than the state average. The Slow County Tea Party will be introducing candidates and going over the 14 propositions at their Monday, September 7th meeting at Republican headquarters. Yes, Labor Day evening. There may also be some exciting news coming out of the Trump White House for this election. Don't miss this meeting.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, September 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Fire contains two vegetation fires in Salinas Riverbed. Former Paso Robles High School principal sentenced for DUI. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, and more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles Fire Department responded to two separate vegetation fires in the Salinas Riverbed on Tuesday, September 1st, late at night. The first fire was reported at 10 p.m., adjacent to Highway 101, south of Paso Robles Street's exit. The second fire was reported at about 11:45 p.m. near an encampment south of the 46 East exit. The fire department says, in both incidents, grazed fire breaks played a key role in suppression efforts. The treated areas provided firefighters with safe access, and the first fire was held at the perimeter of a grazed area before being quickly extinguished. Both fires burned a combined area of less than half an acre, with no reported injuries. The department says that while weather is cooling down, vegetation remains extremely dry and capable of burning rapidly. The public is encouraged to remain vigilant and use caution with any activity that could ignite dry vegetation. The Paso Robles Police Department will be conducting a DUI checkpoint on September 25th from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location in the city. DUI checkpoint locations are chosen based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. Drivers charged with a first-time DUI face an average of $13,500 in fines and penalties, as well as a suspended license. Funding for this program was provided by a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. Former Paso Robles High School principal sentenced for DUI. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Pastorals High School's former principal, Megan Fletcher, has been sentenced to 20 days in San Luis Obispo County Jail, as well as $1,923 in fees for DUI. She was arrested back on November 10th and sentenced August 24th. Police say she drove to work under the influence of alcohol with a blood alcohol content at 0.24 the day of her arrest. She initially pleaded not guilty to the charges, but on August 24th, she changed her plea to no contest. She has also been assigned 3 years probation, during which time she cannot drive with any alcohol in her system and will be required to complete a 9-month DUI program. The city of Paso Robles will be working on an intersection improvement at two points on Creston Road starting next week. Beginning Tuesday, September 8th through Friday, September 11th, work will demolish and rebuild the existing left turn lane. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and over the course of the project, the intersection will operate as a four-way traffic stop 24 hours a day with traffic signals flashing red. City says drivers may also encounter lane reductions and lane shifts to accommodate construction. The second point is at Creston Road and Scott Street, where work is expected to begin September 23rd. The city will modify the existing left-turn signal to operate as a flashing yellow arrow, allowing left-turn vehicles to proceed after yielding to oncoming traffic. Work is expected to complete in early October. This will be the first flashing yellow arrow signal in the city. Paso Robles Professional Firefighters Union will be holding the 4th Annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb starting at 9 a.m. Attendees will have the option to climb the equivalent of 110 stories of the World Trade Center to honor those whose lives were lost that day. One of the main organizers for the event, Dustin Virgil, also spoke to KPRL News about some of the other parts of the event.
Best way to reach out would be, we've also been fortunate enough to partner with the San Miguel firefighters who bring out a barbecue crew, and they help out by barbecuing, making tri-tip sandwiches to provide to the climbers and everyone that shows up. And everyone and anyone that wants to come out and support, again, whether you climb or whether you just come out and meet us, we open it up to anyone that's interested.
Sponsorship and donation opportunities are still available, which will go to the Elisa and Rook Byrne Foundation's Champ Camp. Here's Dustin on where to get more information on sponsorships or signups.
Best way to reach out would be on the Paso Robles Firefighters Facebook page. We've got a direct link to the Sign Up Genius website. Another way is you can reach out to me personally at my personal email. It's dustinvirgil@gmail.com. That's V-I-R-G-I-L @gmail.com with any questions. And I can send you the flyer or send you the direct sign-up link.
Sign-ups for the event are encouraged but not required. All are welcome to show up at the Paso Robles Event Center, 8 a.m. September 11th, with the event starting at 9. The County Board of Supervisors discussed the dissolution of the San Simeon CSD in its meeting on Tuesday. The CSD applied for dissolution in May 2024. Its application is still on hold as some information is still needed for completion. Staff presented the Board of Supervisors with different options for assuming CSD responsibility, as there is a critical need to supply water and wastewater to San Simeon residents should the CSD dissolve. These options include the county assuming obligations, the Cambria CSD consolidating with San Simeon, or state involvement. The board and members of the public all voiced support of pursuing a parallel path, ideally with the estimated costs of $40 to $50 million in infrastructure improvements shared with the state and other entities. Gibson moved to direct staff to develop a feasible plan of services for water and wastewater for San Simeon CSD. The motion was approved unanimously. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Reds beat the Padres 7-3, the Athletics over the Rangers 9-2, the Giants beat the Pirates 5-4, the Cardinals over the Dodgers 8-6, the Yankees beat the Angels 6-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Pirates, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, the Dodgers will face the Cardinals. In California news, Tropical Storm Mary has continued growing off the coast of Baja California. It will continue to make its way northwest, strengthening, but is very unlikely to make landfall in Southern California. However, there's a high likelihood there could be some noticeable impacts on the West Coast, including heavy surf, high tides, and rain, especially over Labor Day weekend. California lawmakers have approved Assembly Bill 222, seeking to throw a lifeline to struggling journalism organizations. The bill will need to be approved by Governor Newsom. It would work by assigning a job retention credit of $20,000 per journalist for up to five positions, and additional credit for news organizations that hire and retain journalists. As legislative session came to a close, state representatives have sent a torrent of bills to Newsom desks, more than two dozen of them attempting to restrict the use of AI and curtail how social media companies' products can be used by minors. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
With your land and livestock report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordlund. New reporting is drawing attention to meat packer JBS and its ties to the Trump administration following a major change in U.S. beef import policy. The Wall Street Journal reports JBS co-owner Jose Bautista met with President Trump at the White House last month on August 20th, where they discussed whether lowering tariffs on Brazilian beef could help reduce U.S. beef prices. One day later, Trump announced the U.S. would temporarily allow up to 300,000 metric tons of beef to enter the nation tariff-free. The timing is drawing scrutiny. Brazil is the world's largest beef exporter, while JBS is the world's largest meat packer and a major U.S. processor. JBS-controlled Pilgrim's Pride also contributed $5 million to the Trump-Vance inaugural committee. The meeting does not establish Bautista influenced the tariff decision, but it adds to the debate over Brazilian beef imports and JBS's growing U.S. influence.
Cattle Country Video will host its annual Frontier Fall Roundup Sale from Cheyenne, Wyoming on Thursday, September 10th, offering over 17,000 head of yearlings, calves, and bred females. Sale time, 9 a.m. from the Cheyenne Frontier Days Event Center. For broadcast, visit CattleCountryVideo.com and click the Watch Live button. As always, online bidding available via Cattle USA. It's Cattle Country Video's Frontier Fall Roundup Sale, Thursday, September 10th. For all the details, visit CattleCountryVideo.com.
Stay connected to the voices of agriculture with the Western Ag Network. Our award-winning broadcasters bring you dependable ag news, market reports, the Rodeo Roadshow, and the stories that matter most to farmers and ranchers across America. When you need timely information you can trust, turn your dial to the Western Ag Network. Tune in weekdays right here on this affiliate for your daily connection to agriculture, and you can always visit us online at westernagnetwork.com and follow us on our social media channels.
Dairy Management Incorporated is challenging college students to develop new dairy-based products focused on sustained energy. The 2027 new product competition is open to undergrad and graduate students nationwide. DMI says consumers are looking beyond quick energy boosts for products that provide steady energy, reduce fatigue, and support stamina and better sleep. Entries must contain more than 51% dairy ingredients by weight and provide a good source of dairy protein. Submission deadline is February 1st, 2027. That's your land and livestock report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Nordlund.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost through the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Regenerative agriculture is gaining momentum. Proponents of the movement highlight its potential to improve farm viability and sequester carbon in healthy soils, While accusations of greenwashing have dogged regenerative claims, which are not federally regulated, a handful of third-party certifiers emerged during the past decade with the aim of building consumer trust and driving market growth. The number of California farms certified as regenerative has continually climbed, according to data from various certifiers. But industry experts said certification lacked tangible benefits for many farmers, possibly hindering wider adoption. Quote, "The main point is to show there is not a premium in the market right now," said Kelly Damewood, CEO of California Certified Organic Farmers, the state's largest organic certifier, which also serves as a certifier for the regenerative organic certified label. "What the return on investment is for most growers is not clear," she said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Some clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s Monday and Tuesday, mid 80s Wednesday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 54 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
New claims for unemployment benefits rose, but just by 2,000 in the week ending August 29th to 206,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, also rose to 1.77 million for the week ending August 22nd. Also, outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says announced job cuts increased 58% in August from July, though cuts were down from a year ago. NVIDIA is buying New York-based artificial intelligence startup Hugging Face for about $13 billion. It's a platform for engineers to collaborate on AI projects. Campbell's lost money in its recent quarter. It was hurt by higher costs and shoppers switching to store brands to save. Campbell's is cutting its dividend and will reinvest in the brand. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Plan to attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penning, will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. Discover the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice. Eric's in for Karen this afternoon, talking about something that has to do with the local economy and how it's doing and so forth and so on. That is construction here on the Central Coast. So enjoy that this afternoon and learn a little bit. All right, a little baseball update. Yesterday, the Rockies beat the Orioles and Paso Robles native Dylan Beavers. He went 1-for-5, and meanwhile, the Detroit Tigers turned the tide on the Twins because the Twins thumped them on Tuesday. And yesterday, the Tigers 11-6 over the Twins. Brooks Lee from San Luis Obispo went 3-for-6 with a run scored. So at least they're getting hits. All right, there you go. Let's see here. I got a text and an email. First, the email, fires in riverbed. At what point does the city clear out the river from the bums? We are buying our time waiting for a big fire to do some serious damage. Well, to the city's credit, they have cleaned out some of the areas, and I think one of the areas is where one or two, both of the fires took place the other day. So I don't know. I can't keep up with why their hands are tied regarding that issue. But thanks for the question. Here's a text. Hello, I got so mad last night. This came in yesterday, by the way. Listening to the lady from Echo that I heard turn my radio off. How can a person get an audit done on that so-called charitable helpful organization? Grifters they are, period. I believe the cities, they do audits every year. I think they do. I don't know if it's required by law. It should be. And if it's not, the public should demand it. I know a couple years ago the city asked some hard questions of some of the organizations on, I guess, the money. So, there you go. There you go. But thank you for that. Appreciate it as always. All righty, let's see here. What else do we have out there? This has to do with more mounting privacy concerns. And this is a topic that we have discussed maybe ad nauseum. This has to do with flock cameras. A bill in the legislature would have strengthened privacy protections on how license plate information is collected and shared. It also would have guarded against misuse of automated license plate readers by law enforcement officers. But after clearing the state Senate, the bill was stopped in the assembly. All the bills California lawmakers have proposed since 2022 to reform or update regulation on license plate tracking by law enforcement agencies have failed to pick to pass or become law. A similar bill passed last year, but was vetoed by Governor Newsom. Now, lawmakers pushing for more regulations of the readers point to police misuse of the information they collect, including illegally using it to help federal immigration enforcers and stalking women. I know there was a case at national news yesterday from police in Louisville. Guy, he checked his girlfriend or whatever 2,000 times. 2,000 times? It's probably not a good relationship to begin with. Okay, let's see here. And again, the concern the bill was going to limit the ability to solve crimes, find missing persons, exonerate innocent individuals. And so that's one of the reasons why it didn't pass. However, failure to pass the bill or even bring it up for a final vote comes at a time when opposition to license plate readers is growing, not only in California, but around the country. Police in Los Angeles and Redwood City and elected officials in California localities like El Centro and Campbell have ended contracts with license plate reading company, the Flock, in recent weeks. Nationwide, more than 200 cities or law enforcement agencies ended license plate reader contracts in August, more than any other month. And so, license plate readers, according to this, use cameras and artificial intelligence to log the plate numbers of passing cars. The readers are joined into networks used by law enforcement, and information from them can be shared locally or nationwide. Now, the tech can locate criminal suspects or missing persons, but it also has been tied to police misconduct and immigration enforcement in violation of state law. Now, more than 230 California police or sheriff's department currently use license plate readers. That's according to the information here in California. Anyway, so I don't want to call it rage, but the concern continues. So, in the middle of October, on one of the Mondays, I'm going to be having a lady on who has looked into this a great deal, and with some help from a former elected official regarding the privacy concerns on the cameras. And I don't think it's just flock cameras. But we shall see. All right, there you go. Let's see, Chris. Another concern on the American plate, so to speak.
What do we got this time?
You ready for this?
Sure.
All right, folks. When you go to a restaurant, you know, you go with three or four people, whatever, and you're done with your plate, And that's not including having your dog lick it off at the restaurant. But the waiter or waitress comes. Oh, excuse me. Let's just say there's four people at the table. Three of them are done with their dish, with their meal. The other person taking their time for whatever. The waiter or waitress comes and takes the other three plates. What do you think of that, Chris?
So four people are eating at a table. Three of them are finished, one still eating, and the waiter or waitress takes the three that are finished?
Yeah.
Is there an issue here?
Apparently. Now, this is traditional now, okay? Traditional dining etiquette, according to people that do this for a living, calls for restaurants to wait until everyone at a table has finished eating before clearing the plates. But many restaurants are starting to, or have been, clearing plates individually, creating an awkward question for diners. Is the server simply being attentive, or are you being hurried out?
I think the server is being attentive. I've been in situations where the table's getting a little crowded and we need some space.
That's true, because if you get an entree and whatever, and that plate is there, and then they have the salad, and then, you know, the main course comes. So, yeah, your table is pretty locked up, isn't it?
It is.
Right. So you want some elbow room and just, you want to be able to reach for your drink and not have to worry about something happening. I think it depends the type of restaurant. Now, some restaurants, they want to clear tables. They want you in and out. But again, it depends what kind of restaurant. You know, if you go to a real expensive place, it's going to be, probably going to sit back, relax a little bit more, maybe have a dessert, think a wine or an after-dinner drink or something like that. So they're not rushing you as much as some of the other places because they got to turn tables. That's how they make money. But I know people don't want to feel rushed because they're going to a meal to enjoy with friends or family and stuff. Being attentive, that's fine. Why would somebody feel awkward sitting there while everybody is done? Are we all okay? We're all going to eat now. Ready, set, go. And we're all going to finish at the same time. that's kind of goofy.
It is, yes. Although, if you got four people and just one person is singled out at the end and you're all waiting on them so much that a waiter has to come by and clear a table, that guy's probably eating slow.
But again, it depends on what your timetable is and et cetera, et cetera.
Right. I don't mind it one bit either way. And in fact, I'm a fast eater, so I'm used to waiting on everybody anyway.
Yeah. Some people, they kind of like to nibble. And again, it's relaxing. They don't want to feel rushed and so forth. I wouldn't, if I was the last one there, last one standing, and I had the whatever on my plate and every other plate is gone, I'm not going to feel awkward. Now, somebody may say, hey, could you speed it up?
Or get a to-go box.
There you go. So this is, I guess Americans have nothing better. Well, they have a lot of things to be ticked off about or upset about or feel awkward about. And this apparently is becoming one of them here in the United States of America. Okay, so that's just great. and who gets the brunt of it? The waiters and the waitresses are just trying to do their job. And again, I think you're correct. They're being attentive. So count your blessings that you had a good waiter or waitress that is looking there. And anyway, this is this is America in 2026. Goodness gracious. All right, let's see what else. there's so many things out there. Here is, again, I guess this is kind of maybe on a lighter note. Oh, no, I better not use this. It's not dirty or anything like that, but it has to do with something that will be coming up as part of trivia. All right, let's see here. Kevin, how about having Chief Nord from PD on your sound-off show on Monday? I think he could answer a ton of questions. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. However, in some cases with mine, I'm there for information, for general information, not so much, I don't think I may have taken one phone call when I do it, because it's just, usually groups or organization, with events or something like that or an issue. So, but it doesn't mean that Karen or Barry or Eric could be able to do that. So that's a good suggestion. So thank you. Let's see here. This one, generally the waiter or waitress asks if you would like to have the plate cleared. Yeah, that's right, don't they? They don't come up and just take it.
Yeah, usually they do. They say, hey, can I take, or would you like me to take that from you? Or something like that.
Right. Thanks. Gosh, just a little thing you kind of forget. Let's see here, another one on the text. You're wrong, leave the plates. Okay, so this is, well, okay, so here's a question. Why would you want to sit at a table with an empty plate after you're done?
That's what I was going to ask as well. It's like, okay, leave the plates. Why?
Right.
But I'm just curious, you know. We got a differing opinion here. That's fine. So tell me, why?
I would like to know that as well. You know, also, we don't know what goes on in the back room. Maybe they're short on plates. Maybe they need to get them cleaned and ready. You know, we don't know. And if it's ruining your meal because somebody took the plate and you're sitting there, we have to find out why that would bother people. And you know, there's no right or wrong answer, is there? Just that, okay, so you want an empty plate sitting there after you have all your gravy and stuff all over it? Great, that's fine. Put it down on the floor and let the service dog from the next table come over and lick it. Hi, good morning.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I'd be waiting for that guy that's trying to finish to shovel some off on my plate.
You don't think he's going to finish it himself?
So you're going to be one of those guys that you didn't order the prime rib. You decided to try something else. And then while you're looking over at your buddy eating the delicious prime rib, you'll say, how does that taste? Hoping that he'll say it's good. Would you like some?
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head.
Okay, so you and I, which this isn't going to happen, you and I are at the restaurant doing this, and you say this to me, and I look and I say, there is no way on this earth are you getting any of this delicious, this absolutely delicious prime rib, the best I've ever had in my life. So sit there and have your tongue hanging out while you look at me eat.
Absolutely. Always hopeful.
All right, so let me guess. You would be the guy that, you're on the road and stuff, so you go through a quick-through, a drive-through, and whoever you're with says, what do you want? Well, I want a hamburger and a Coke. Well, do you want some French fries? No, I don't want French fries. But the other person gets the French fries, and you're going to mooch off those French fries, right?
It's actually happened.
Okay. All right, now, see, not in my car. I'm gonna eat those French fries slowly, and each time I put it into my mouth, I'm gonna look at you, and you'll get none.
So, but now you've made me really self-conscious, because when they come pick those plates up, I never really thought about they're trying to rush you out. But that makes perfect sense.
Well, it depends on the type of restaurant you're in. Again, most of the higher end, I'm just assuming, I haven't been to one in a while, they won't do it as much as less expensive, because they got to clear tables. They got to move people in and out.
That makes sense too. Keep ahead of it.
You know, I wonder what restaurants think when everybody's almost finished with the meal, and then the table of four orders a bottle of wine. Does that mean they're going to be sitting there for an extra half hour or so? And and plus, particularly at some of these places that have reservations.
Yep, there's people out in the lobby waiting.
Yeah, so, that's why it's a tough business, because if you're in that situation or in the restaurant and, you want to go there, you want to relax, you don't want to feel like you're being rushed to eat everything and get out, but maybe people should understand that, you know, other people are trying to get in here. They want to turn. So it's on both sides. I guess, you know, in some cases, people will say, well, the customer is always right, which I don't believe in that.
Yeah, well, if there's a line, there's food. No matter how good the food is, I don't want to wait in a long line. I don't want to sit there waiting. I'd go somewhere else.
Hmm. Okay, well, you and I will never be in a vehicle, sir.
Probably not.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Bye. All right, let's see here. You're wrong. I have the common courtesy. I don't know why, what that common courtesy is about just taking the plate.
Elaborate. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, you can't just say common courtesy.
Right. Once I'm done eating, I don't want a dirty plate in front of me. Thanks for taking it. Okay. That's true. Again, if the service dog isn't at the next table, put it down and you can lick it. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How's the reception okay?
Right now, yeah.
Okay, I'll hurry up. I know you're going to the left. Two things. On a cruise one time, my wife and I, we were sitting at the table with a bunch of people, and like one guy gets up and leaves and to get something, comes back, and the waiter had taken his plate. He says, hey, you took my plate. Didn't even ask. My wife said, well, it's because the way you placed your fork and your knife, they watch for that. If the fork is down and the knife's on the plate separated, that means you're still eating. When you put it together,
yeah,
and it's face up, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One other quick thing. My father-in-law said that when they went out to Chinese food one time, the lady asked when they were done, do you want a box for your chow mein? He said, I don't think it's worth fighting over.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
All right.
With that, go to work and do something positive today, will you, for crying out loud?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
I will.
Okay, there he is, a writer for Jimmy Kimmel.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in North County. Passerville's Fire Department responded to two separate vegetation fires in the Salinas Riverbed on Tuesday, September 1st. The fires were reported at about 10 and 11:45 p.m. Paso Fire says in both incidents, grazed firebreaks played a key role in suppression efforts. And they remind the public that although temperatures are cooler, vegetation remains dry and extremely capable of burning rapidly. City of Paso Robles will begin intersection improvements at two points on Creston Road. The first at Creston and Golden Hill starts September 8th through September 11th and will rebuild the existing left turn lane. The intersection will operate as a four-way stop 24 hours a day during work. The second point is at Creston and Scott Street, where work is expected to begin September 23rd, modifying the existing left turn signal. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. Jurors in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial returning to the courtroom this morning to resume deliberations after telling the trial judge yesterday they were unable to reach a verdict.
The jury of nine women and three men sent a note to the judge saying they are still deadlocked. Judge William Sullivan then read the Tui Rodriguez or dynamite charge, a final instruction urging the jury to reconsider their positions.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Clancy's lawyer says she was suffering from postpartum psychosis and is not criminally responsible for the deaths of her three children. A mass shooting at a high-rise in Minneapolis Wednesday night. Two people dead, six injured, including three police officers. The gunman also found dead. And a federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from enforcing a new executive order limiting the number of people eligible for birthright citizenship. America's listening to Fox News.
Ryan. What do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. PEEKPainting.com.
Ten minutes away from seven at the Right Choice KPRL. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The NBA brought the hammer down on the LA Clippers yesterday, finding that the team circumvented salary cap rules in a case involving star Kawhi Leonard. Their penalty? The Clips forfeit their first-round picks from 2029 through 2033. Plus, owner Steve Ballmer has to pay a $30 million fine and serve a one-year suspension, and Leonard himself was fined $700,000. Two other team execs face suspensions without pay. Baseball Wednesday, four shutouts, including a big one in the desert. The Diamondbacks stopped the Phillies' six-game win streak 1-0. James McCann's eighth-inning dinger, the only run of the day. Seven Arizona arms combined on a three-hitter. Another pitcher's battle in Houston, where the Astros whitewashed the White Sox 2-0. Nelson Velasquez broke up a scoreless tie with a two-run single in the eighth. Braves blasted the Nationals 9-0. Five pitchers took part in the two-hit gem. Ronald Acuna Jr. went deep. He reaches 200 career homers and 200 steals in fewer games than anyone ever, 904. And the Blue Jays gobsmacked the Guardians 11-0 behind the six-hit stylings of Dylan Cease and desist. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. homered and drove in five. Five other games went extras. The Giants sank the Pirates in 10 innings. Yankees got five in the 10th to top the Angels. Cardinals caught the Dodgers in 10. Rockies needed three in the 11th to edge the Orioles. And the Tigers scored five times in the 12th to subdue the Twins. Brewers overcame a shaky start by Jacob Mizorowski to beat the Cubs. A's hit five homers in a romp over the Rangers. Wins for the Mariners, Reds, Mets, and Marlins. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. Just about 8 minutes away from 7 here at the Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. All right, clouds early, then sunshine, low 80s, mostly clear. A couple of clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s. We'll be in the upper 70s, little clouds and sunshine on your Friday. Heading to the weekend, not too shabby, low 80s on Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, and 90 a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8, up and down 6:37 a.m., 7:29 p.m. We are at 53 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that is, home sweet home, you know, the whole thing. Probably liking this weather now, too. All right, as we check in, there is nothing to report here on the world-famous pet alert, but Mr. Garcia, here's one for you. Let's see. Let's see if you can get back on your game.
Let's hope so.
What is the westernmost and easternmost state in the United States?
The westernmost and easternmost?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm guessing the westernmost is... Well, no.
No. There's only one answer.
Oh. Huh. Alaska.
Bingo. You're back on the winning.
Okay.
You've got your one-day winning streak. You're back. All right. We won't find out until Tuesday. All right. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station. Monday through Thursdays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. It is that simple. Hey, don't forget Ricky's furniture in the Walmart Plaza. Why do I keep saying Atascadero? Oh, man. Paso Robles. The big Labor Day sale going on through this Monday, which, by the way, on Labor Day, you can stop in for free hamburger and hot dogs. But Buy a sofa, here we go, sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. And they have recliners for as low as $399 and a lot more great deals. So stop into the large showroom. They're open 7 days a week. Okay, here we go. It is time for a little bit of trivia action. Trevor, you brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. Okay, let's see here. Where is it? This is a worldwide question. A worldwide question. So here we go. While there is no particular single in this, it's, in other words, they don't list them as 1, 2, 3, et cetera, et cetera, but this is just generally considered. Okay, here it is. All right. What is generally considered the number one worldwide loved food? 238-5775-238-KPRL. Now, this is worldwide. So, generally considered number one worldwide food that most people love. They love it like little love monkeys. All right, what is generally and widely considered the number one most loved food in the world? Not just the United States of America. All right, to the bat line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hamburgers.
No, hamburgers is down on the list.
I got a guess, and it's probably not right, but it should be right.
Yep.
Oh, it's it? This is it?
Yep.
All right, good. Okay. Good on you, world.
Yeah, now you can see why burgers may not, because you got the vegetarians or vegan, whatever they're called and stuff like that, and some people simply just don't like burgers. I don't know why, but anyway, so let's go back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, pizza.
Yep, pizza is number one, and one of the reasons is because of the endless amount of toppings you can put on it. Would pizza, if you were on the desert island, would pizza be the one you would bring?
Nope.
What would you bring?
I would probably bring a ribeye.
A ribeye.
With a little barbecue.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, so I'm going to go back to the pizza. What do you like on your pizza?
Pepperoni and black olives.
Oh, man, that sounds... Would you, sir, this is a question I have to ask every time regarding this, would you ever consider putting pineapple on your pizza?
Yes, I would. It's actually not too bad. Not all the time, but every once in a while.
All right, sir. I don't know if from an ethical standpoint or an emotional standpoint, if I can put you down as a qualifier for saying that you put pineapple on your pizza, because that is sacrilegious and it is against the law, in case you didn't know.
Well, with jalapenos on it.
Now you're done. I mean, you are absolutely, you're toast. You know, you're another one. Yeah, like the other guy, he's not getting in the car with me, and we're never going to eat pizza together, sir. I couldn't stand it. May I have your mutinous name?
John Gallagher.
John Gallagher. All right, John Gallagher, a.k.a. Benedict Arnold. All right, sir, I've got you down as a qualifier, and all right, get out of here.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye. Oh.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Paso Robles Police Department will be conducting a DUI checkpoint on September 25th from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. Checkpoints are chosen based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. City of Paso Robles will begin intersection improvements at two points on Creston Road, the first at Golden Hill starting at September 8th, and the second on Scott Street starting September 23rd. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt, Topsoil. Look for the Circus Wagon off the 101.
Chris, I don't know if I can recover from the jalapenos and the pineapple. You may have to do the rest of the show solo. All right. Other widely loved foods around the world that people just go crazy for. French fries, fried chicken, burgers, ice cream, chocolate, and pasta.
Pasta.
That would be a nice day's worth of food, wouldn't it? From breakfast.
One you'll have to work off, certainly.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mmm. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.